Evening, y'all. You've had the unfortunate mishap of downloading the podcast for Paul Shaw Sports Hour here in the Dallas area. I'm his sidekick, Red Hot Roach, or Daffeed, as he likes to call me from time to time. And I'm now going to pass you over to my host, Paul Shaw.
Thank you, David.
See? Told you so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought we could talk a little Cowboys right now.
How about them Cowboys?
You know what? It is time for football season. And around here, that's pretty much the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing that matters, right?
Exactly. Sunday, 7:20 p.m., first game against the Redskins.
Where are they from?
Washington.
See, for those of you who don't know, I'm British. I've got no idea about these sports. So this is the bit where Paul actually explains to me the basics of the sport, you know, how you can't kick one way or the other, whatever. Anyway, Redskins, not Rednecks.
No, not Rednecks.
That's the Mexican team, right?
Well, that you know, that's more common around our area, not in Washington.
Ah, okay. Do they have a white trash team?
You know, I think the Cowboys are the nation's favorite white trash team.
You think so?
Yeah.
They've got so much money, though. Just like
fans,
NASCAR tickets,
the fans.
Right? Yeah.
I think Cowboys will probably lead the nation in redneck fans.
Redneck fans, mm-hmm. who spend their money on the tickets for the game rather than paying the mortgage.
Right, exactly.
Or the rent, sorry.
If you can't go to a Cowboys game, David, you're done.
Oh, I can't afford to go to a Cowboys game.
Well, neither can I, so...
We're both done.
Right.
Okay, let's keep going.
Well, first game this weekend, so you know what everyone will be doing Sunday night.
Watching True Blood?
Oh, actually, I'm sure a lot of people will be watching True Blood.
Yeah. A lot of single women will be watching True Blood. While
right. But all us men...
will still be watching True Blood as well, yeah. it's a curse. Someone's got to go through it.
Playing the hated Redskins this weekend. Our big rival, in-division rival.
Are they a bunch of douchebags?
You know, I don't know about douchebag factor, but, I mean... Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You think it's going to be an easy game for the Cowboys?
I don't. I really don't.
You think I'm going to have to work hard for this one?
I do. The Redskins, they're not that great of a team, but the Cowboys aren't looking that great either.
So what, like the Cowboys good at one thing but not good at another, and the Redskins are balanced, or how's it turn out?
Well, Cowboys have a lot of injuries right now, which is never a good thing. The offensive line, there's two starters out right now, which is two-fifths of the offensive line.
Right, and they hurt themselves in training camp this year, right?
Exactly,
yeah. You can tell we've recorded this five times now.
Is it five?
Five times now.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun, Sunshine.
Exactly.
Move along.
But I guess the positive point is the defense this year. The defense is looking pretty great. They're returning pretty much everyone at starter except for free safety, Kim Hamlin. We cut him. He's gone. But besides that, defense is looking great. But... you can't really win games if you just have a good defense, right?
Well, you can stop the other team from scoring, but it doesn't help you win, right?
Exactly.
Ah, okay. So, how's the passing game, though?
Passing game is looking good. Looking real good. We did trade away our third receiver, Patrick Creighton, to San Diego for a 7th-round draft pick in next year's draft.
What's the name of the San Diego's team?
The Chargers.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of them once.
Maybe.
Nah. They're a bit lame, are they?
They're kind of obscure.
How are they doing on the douchebag scale?
Oh, well, you know, I guess...
they're from San Diego.
They're
automatically makes them douchebags,
they're
right?
Cali douchebags.
Yeah. They can only play in 70-degree weather.
Right.
Okay.
Until they come here.
Yeah, then they swelter.
Yeah. But first game this weekend, everyone should tune in because it's the Cowboys, right?
You gotta tune in for the first game, right? Just to see what kind of team they're putting out there.
After that, if you're not feeling it, it's okay. You can go watch True Blood.
Well, it's not as if you get much choice about that, right? You
right.
It's kind of like, you know, happy wife, happy life, you know? Anything less than that, women are hemorrhoidal from time to time. Pain in the ass. anyway, that ain't sports.
Speaking of pain in the ass...
That's a good segment. Okay, what are we going into?
Let's get into the Rangers.
Oh,
Rangers are kind of a pain in the ass right now.
How about them Rangers?
That line doesn't really work around here.
No.
There's not that many hardcore Ranger fans in the Dallas area. There should be, because they're pretty good, but right now, they're pretty much only a pain in the ass.
Okay, why?
Well, since August 26th, they are 3-9, which, not that great.
That's pretty poor, really.
Yeah, you gotta win games to make it to the playoffs, and right now, they're gonna make the playoffs. They have an 8th game lead in their division, but once they do make the playoffs, how are they gonna do? I don't know.
But is it something to do with the heat down here in Texas? Is it too hot for them to play?
It's got
to
be part of it. being a starting pitcher here in Dallas, when, or in Arlington, I guess, when you're pitching at 100 degree heat, it's, you know, it's got to take a huge toll on your body.
You got to get used to it, though. If you're training in it, you know, your body gets acclimatized.
But it starts out in, you know, in March when they're here, you know, it's, what, 80 degrees? And then it just keeps getting hotter and hotter.
But how many games have they played here in the heat?
Well, I mean, they play half the games here, but since, what?
I heard something like July or June, they've only played 19 games down here.
They actually
the rest of the season's been away.
They try to work the schedule out where they, you know, don't play that many home games, if possible, in the dead of the heat here in Arlington at home. But, I mean, they do have to play half their games here, so...
But the thing is, right, if there's another team coming to play here, they got to be sweating bullets when they
come down.
They're going to be suffering even more.
Right. We can use that as an advantage here.
Yeah.
Because we're used to it. Our team's used to it. And they're coming down from, you know, Toronto or Seattle.
Ugh, unbearable.
Right.
Unbearable, right?
Right, exactly.
So why aren't we winning more games here?
Well, lots of injuries. Kind of the same problem with the Cowboys. Josh Hamilton is frontrunner for the most valuable player in the American League. He's hurt. He has a rib injury, which is never good in baseball because when you're swinging a bat, I mean, you're using your core there.
Mm-hmm. Spoken like a true gym instructor there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I've never met one before, but I imagine that's what they sound like.
I'm sure they do sound like that.
Yeah.
But besides Josh Hamilton's injury, Elvis Andrews, our 22-year-old shortstop, is hurt. I don't know how long he's out for.
Yoga instructors to talk about the core, not gym instructors. Carry
on. You're right. Yoga, that's the core is a big part of yoga, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't know either. But,
no. Carry on.
Cliff Lee. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cliff Lee, David, but...
Quasimodo.
Right.
I literally, four times ago when we recorded this, and I did an impression like Chewbacca, which I won't do again. This time I'll just say, oh, the bells.
Cliff Lee, he's our pitcher that we traded for at the trade deadline, who was supposed to, you know, pretty much guide our team all the way into the World Series. But right now, it's not looking like it's that great. He is 2-5 as a Ranger right now with a 4.69 ERA.
That's like a GPA, but the points are better when they're low.
Exactly. That's you're spot on there.
I know. I've been through this four times already.
Which, it's not bad, but it's average. But we didn't trade for average with this guy. He's a former Cy Young winner.
He should be kicking ass then.
Exactly.
He should just be, you know, I don't know, 90, 100 mile per hour pitches for this, right?
Exactly. But,
right?
You know, the thing about him is he's not known for his power. As, you know, hitting 100 miles an hour. He hangs out around 90 miles an hour, but he has so much movement on his pitches.
Oh, so he can kind of direct it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like cross his.
Exactly, and he's, you know, extremely accurate. But lately, he's been, I guess, too accurate. He's leaving pitches right over the plate.
Oh, wow.
Which is, you know, a gift wrap for good batters. He'll hit it right out.
The batter will see it coming a second away and just...
Exactly.
Out of the park.
But he's also hurt right now, which hopefully his poor performance... has been because of his injury. So we gave him a couple days off.
Benefit of the doubt.
Hopefully he can get back in there and start playing like the MVP that he is. What do you think about that?
That's sad, dude. That's sad. I'm sure he's going through a lot as well, right? You know, has he got anyone to console him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you got to know that there's a lot of pressure coming, being traded halfway through the season from Seattle, coming down here. You know, everyone, the fans expect the world out of him, and...
He's supposed to just turn it on, right? Immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he can't be perfect, but fans expect perfect. So,
well, that's what they pay for, right? That's why
exactly.
They pay, you know, was it $70 a ticket or whatever it is?
Well, for Ranger games.
Is it less?
I think I bought a couple $5 tickets the other day.
Ooh! That's what happens when you only win one playoff game in 20 years.
Good, David. I'm impressed with your Ranger knowledge.
I got it all up here, Sunshine. Got it all up here.
But... Right now, they're pretty much going to make the playoffs. When they get there, how are they going to do? I don't know. They're most likely going to play the Yankees, which is never a good thing. We've played the Yankees in every single time we've made the playoffs. And as David said, only won one of the games. Yeah, that's a big time fail. So, I don't know. Hopefully this is the year that we can win two.
Come on, son! Come on!
It's a lot to ask for, though.
Well, at least the tickets will stay cheap, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, by the time that comes around, hopefully it'll get down to, I don't know, 89,
90 degrees. Oh, that's nice. It's nice. You know, I was just thinking, you could probably get, like, a season ticket for the Rangers for the price of one ticket for the Cowboys.
You know, you might be right. I wouldn't be surprised.
I bet it's about equal currency as well. Two seasons. I'll give you two seasons. Please buy the tickets.
Talking about going to games, how about we talk about a little going to game versus watching the game at home on TV? What's your opinion?
You know what? I mean, you go see the Cowboys, lovely stadium all, pay $40 just to park the car, and then you go watch it on a big TV.
Exactly. It's one big TV.
Fair. The only thing that big screen is good for is Xbox.
I'd like to
Madden on Xbox on the big screen.
That would
kick ass. Yeah, we went to watch football. Yeah.
While the game's going on, they should let someone in the suites be able to play their own Madden game up above on the TV.
No. What you want is a remote control of the players themselves, right? And if they don't do what you're saying, they get little electric shocks. So Tony Romo's running along, and he sees that you're running him into an offensive player or a defensive player on the other team, and he goes, no, I don't want to run into those guys. And you just zap him. Fuck it, Romo, you're going into them. Gish, gish, gish. That's how the game should be played. It's like speedball all over again.
I think you've got some going there. I like that.
Yeah. Cruelty to play as well. I mean, if you're going to get paid that much, you should be pretty badly.
Exactly.
Pretty badly.
But you know, have you ever looked at the salaries of NFL players versus MLB baseball or basketball players?
I can't say that I have.
It's considerably less. Football players make...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought football players were like the big earners.
Well, because there's 52 players on the team on every NFL roster versus 12 players on a team on a basketball team.
Yeah. So the same amount of money gets divvied up by a different number.
Right. So the average little white guy on the Mavericks that doesn't even play a minute a game is still making $5 million a year.
How much?
About $5 million a year.
I'm in the wrong business. I can't jump, though.
Right.
Gravity's working against me.
No, I was always good at the shooting, but never the running, jumping.
That's what she said. Sorry, that's all I got.
Yeah, the running and jumping part, not going to work with me.
All right, well, folks, thank you for joining us this week. This is the first show we're ever doing. We're going to try and come back next week. Same thing again, and hopefully you'll probably tune in for that show instead of this show, so we can just treat this one as a nice little warm-up. I'm Rochi.
I'm Paul.
And we look forward to seeing you and hearing you, and we won't do either of those things because we're broadcasting to you. But someday, somehow, you guys will comment on our blog as well. Thanks again to the royalty-free music that we're using here in the background. I can't remember where it came from, but it will be on the blog. Thanks again.